another Indian of Mechis Amalek, based on the Heidegger of Tzadik. Tzadik writes, Tzadik writes that the whole, the Pashtit, Tzadik says as Avot, Moedik Zach. We discussed this in our Derech HaLimud before. Tzadik writes, it says in a Kudah, but I'm saying it's all based on a lot of a few Tzadik. Tzadik writes, let's try a Mikra Yotze Midei Pshutoi, right? So there's, we know there's Pshutoi. Pshutoi is the tiefste Zach. What's the Pshat? The Pshuta is the deepest thing. In other words, what Tzadik talks about, he has a Moedik Echezhman. Amalek is Nun, right? Kielu of Klippe. Tries to be Oike Klal Yisrael from the Bechinas Nun, right? Tries to be Oike Klal Yisrael from the Bechinas Nun. And so he makes a whole Cheshbon that Amalek's Enikel, Mibnei Bonav Shalham and Lomda Toyer, Mibnei Barak, and his Enikel was Rib Shmuel Ba'ashilas. And what it says, Shmuel Mashilas was a Melamde Tanoikis. Right, he was a Melamde. What's Pshat and Melamde Tanoikis? Because Pshat is, Tzadik says that when you teach a child, so Be'etzem, the child is Kulei Pshitas. He doesn't know any Chochmas. Not even the Chochmas HaTorah. He doesn't know any Chochmas Bechlal. Since he doesn't know any Chochmas, so what's he Masik? He's Masik Kulei the Nun. He's Masik the Nun Shari Kedusha. Now, boss, he's Masik it Behelem. He's Masik it Behelem. But the Maaseh is the Hechste Zach. The child is the Hechste Zach. Al Tiga B'mshicha Yehilu Tanoika Shubayz Rabban. Tanoika Shubayz Rabban is the Hechste Zach. Because Avodas HaKodesh is looking for a good cheda. The Tanoika Shubayz Rabban, that's the Bechina. No, what's the Bechina of the Nun Shabbat? Is it Behelem by the child? Okay, well, that's why you see the children, they get so excited about the story of the parasha. Pshat is the Masik, the Bechina, the Nun, they have the Pshitus. The Pshitas, the Tzadik says that the Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuta, which Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuta, all this licked in Torah should be Ksav. Now that's the word that we've had in Moranayim before. That Tachlis HaYedio, Shalei Neida. The Ayid, with all his Kavonis and with all his Hoicha Hasodis, Oba, Adav Zana Posht Ayid. Adav Zana Posht Ayid. So the one of Bim Kabbalim said that he davened. With all the davening, he saw his Rebbe davening, and he knew his Rebbe's massive all the kavanas Arizal. How his Rebbe had gevaint, like cried like a child. That's a makubal. With all his asogas, he still hasn't lost the pshitas. It's very easy for a person to lose the pshitas. And shteit ein mikri yetsi v'dei pshutai. Like Rashi Hakodesh, he wrote a pirish. He writes his pirish for ben chomish lemikra. Habin Makabolim compiled the whole Pirish al HaTorah, and it was too long, and they concised it, and chopped until it was Mila b'Mila with Rashi. It was licked in Rashi, alles. Obeverle in Rashi, also that Tanoikish of Rabban Ben Chomish Lemikro, and alles licked, but Rashi didn't lose the Pshitas, doesn't lose the Pashtas. Ein Mikro Yetzim Midei Pshutai. A person has to steig, and a person has to have Hasogas to go up into the Hechta Madregas. But he should stay on the floor as well. He should stay there. He should keep the pshitas that he had, the edel, the tmimus of a yid. Yaakov was an ish tom, the tmimus of a yid. The tmimus of a yid, the sweetness that a yid, with all his asogas, he should be as sweet as a child. He should be as sweet as a child, have the sweetness of a child. It's Moedik Kazakh. Because we discussed already that Rabbi Akiva was masing Nun Sharik Kedusha. What's Nun Sharik Kedusha? The Hechta Madrega? Oh, but you don't leave. Don't leave the Pshitas. Gemara states that Rabbi Akiva was becoming frum when he was starting to learn Torah. Where did he go first? And he wasn't embarrassed to sit in which class? To sit with the Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. Rabbi Akiva connects to the Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. Because Rabbi Akiva was masik that Behelem, it's licked in him, the Nun Shari Bina. Where do you see the Ha'or of the Nun Shari Bina? Behelem, Avada. But the Nun Shari Bina, by the children. And the children, Kiva was there to learn the Peshitas before he gets his Moedig HaSogas. The Hechsta HaSoga is being in the Kodesh Kadosha. That's the highest HaSoga that a person can ever get to. The faces of the Kruvim were whose faces? Faces like a children, like young children. Philip Shas, the Hechsta HaSoga, a person has to be like a child. The Peshitas like the child. And that's the Mechis Amalek, that's the clip of Homan. Homon, you know, Amalek is Gematria Roim. He was Taka very Roim. sorry, Rome. Rome means Rome. Rome is Rome. In other words, they were very haughty, they're very high. Taka Amalek for state hecher and yonim. Says the Arizal says the Homam was masik in yonim and shemayim. Homa Amalek is masik very, very high. However, why is it kule klipa? Because they become gaivadik with it. They become dire. They're not only gaivadik, they become kilo. Haman made himself into an elil. He's so great. Eshanish kambosav adam. He knows he's not a human being anymore. He's an elil. Everybody has to bow down to him. Mm-hmm. He's taka masig. However, the klipa of Amalek is being masig high things and not being bepshitas. Helga Chavetz Chaim in his 90s when he was Ma'a Besedra, he used to be Ma'a Besedra, Mamish like your son is Ma'a Besedra. Right? Daber and Gizok, Tashael, Moshe Tzu, Moshe Lemot, Gizok, Daber, Red. El Bnei Yisrael to the Yiddish Kinder, the Helga Chavetz Chaim with all these Asogas. Chavetz Chaim was Mitzvah Malachi Ashoros. He sent Malachim a mission to the Helga Chavetz Chaim, the Helga Chavetz Chaim, the Tzadik Ador. The Dibuk said he was like a Tana Koton, the Dibuk in Radim. They asked him, what's the Helga Chavetz Chaim reckoned in Shemaim? He said, he's reckoned the Tana Koton, as a clean Tana. The Heilige Chavetz Chaim, and if you know all the stories about the Chavetz Chaim, you know the Chavetz Chaim is a Chaldna, a Poshta mensch. He went with a Poshta cap, and in Radin he was a Dorf mensch, he was a village man. That's a little forsaken town, and that's where the Chavetz Chaim lived. Alle seine Größe, the Heilige Chavetz Chaim Asogas, aber he had the Pshitas. Even if you look at the pictures of the Chavetz Chaim, the real pictures of the Chavetz Chaim, he had a child. Somebody once said that they saw the Helga, the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel. You see on pictures, your mamish had a face of a child. The Behuja Rebbe here, the Behuja Rebbe's father, Baruch Hashem Zoch, was a good friend of the Hoizbacher. What's in Purim and all different times, the Behuja Rebbe. I don't know if you ever saw him, you saw pictures of him. Your mamish had a face of a child. And he sounded like a child when he spoke as well. It was a Helga Yid, a fire mamish. Of the Pshitas like of a child. So Mela, that's the Mechis Amalek. Check with you, it's the right one. Should be 2,000. So Mela, that's the Mechis Amalek. Amalek, you mean Azoy Hoich? That he went off the ground and he was left hanging in midair. He's not grounded. He goes up, his gaiva goes up, kefi is madrega. Nishkam posha ta'id. Mechiyas Amalek is when mevet metapashtas. Mevet metapashtas. The beginning of the kruvim and the kodesh hakadosh. That's why Purim is beika for the children. Kilo, right? Walk the streets. With the children are the most excited. The children dress up, and they're all these in yonim, and that's why the sod of Adel Yoda is tachlis hayedia of azay vayt v'zichveis shaloi neida hazichveis gunished. You know, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe Erlanger. You know, he's a big mashkiach and racham srifki yeshiva.
Oh yeah.
He's a big mashpiach, chassidish mashpiach.
Yeah.
Last year, I remember, he learns Megillah by Rabbi Shmaya Mongstein on Purim. So they had their Siddurim opened, did all the Kavanas and everything, and before he made the bracha, he says, "Oh, Ebishde, ich weiß gut nicht. Ich weiß gut nicht. You know, I don't know anything." And then he starts making his whole, "Hoi, buri, hoi, 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 hoi," and he's turning pages. Weiss, toys, says, "Weiss, yeah, I can your epis." Over the first thing he started, "Ich bin push," he started telling Rav Mongstein, he's next to Rav Mongstein, "Ich weiß gunisht, Rebbe, ich weiß gunisht. Ich bin pushet, ich bin pushet, ich bin gone." Before he opens the Siddur Rishash, "Ich weiß gunisht. A poshet to yid." And then he's machavin all the kavonas. That's mamish like you see by Rabbi Shmaya Mongstein as well. He's sweet. He's mamish. He's got the sweetness of a child. He can laugh at any joke. Then he laughs at every joke that everybody makes, and he can't stop laughing. He's got mamish the pshitas of a child, and he's a hechta madrega. That's Purim. Shlachmonis ishlerei pashta mitzvahs. Yid geit zu tzah mitzvah. Even that's the sod in Chazal. Alti mitzvah kala. Racham mitzvah kala kachamura. She'ein ato yodea matan schor. She'ein ato yodea. Zayin ish the grace of Yadin. Richard Meyer once told me we were going together to a very big makubel. So I asked Richard Meyer, Taka his asogas in Kabbalah. He can as they feel. Does he know so much? So Richard Meyer says that there's a vote from the Kotzke. Al tifnu ala yidoinim. Yidoinim were mechashim. Yidoinim were mechashim. Oyev in yidoini. Kotzer says, Al tifna al yidoinim. No, run to people for their ideas. Al tifna al yidoinim. Tachlis adia, shalay neida. That's a bit posh. That's the beginning of Adalayoda. Adalayoda means we forget our chochma, we forget our sogus. Vuz bleibt. Oy, mevein to the Rabbein Shalom like children. Mevein to the kinder. We cry to Rabbein Shalom like children. Rabbein Shalom with your kinderlich. Rabbein Shalom with your kinderlich. Rabbein Shalom. Where's all the chochma gone? Adalayoda. Adalayoda. Forget it from the chochma. Lom zech feeling we are poshet a yid. Let's cry to Rabbein Shalom like a poshet a yid. That's Purim. That's Purim. Tzayin a poshet. Tzayin a emes like a poshet a yid. Adabechinas Adalayoda. And that's the Mechias Amalek. He's Roim without thing. He's the gaiva of Roim. But we're on the ground, Kiru, and that's how we know that Torah and Tefillah always go together. What's the sod of Torah and Tefillah always go together? And what's the sod of Purim? Esther says Lech Knois is Kol Yehudim. Knois means to the base of Knesses, but in the base of Knesses, when medavin and mevein and bekinder. When we daven like children, daven like children. That's why Tefillah in the Gemara is called Dvarim Ha'oimdim Berumoy Shel Olam Opnei Adam Mezalzel Behem, because the thing is Tzarchi Gashmi and Ahin and Aher. Tefillah is Dvarim Ha'oimdim Berumoy Shel Olam. Well, Tefillah Mevein Tzach V'Kinder. That's the highest Madrega. That's Shar Nun. That's Hechavi the Chochma. That's the Shar Nun. Dvarim Ha'oimdim Berumoy Shel Olam. What are we davening for? Tzarchi Gashmi and Baruch Aleinu Parnasa. Oba Medavent. We're davening and we're crying. Kebena mischate lefnei aviv. You have to hear tapes of the Halakha Klozim and Gereba davening. You've heard tapes of his. You have to hear tapes of his crying like a child, crying like a child. And he used to give shiurim before. He used to give shiklalis before shacharis and shiurim on a shulchan aruch shemishpat and an iyun shein gemara. And he could get 10 shiurim sometimes on a day. Found davening. And he was megala the goynis sheba goynis. He started davening. That's chivayint viakind. He started crying like a child. That's tefillah. Bemela, Edgy can't learn. His Torah and Tefillah have to go together. Chas v'shalom, a person who learns Torah, and you see his Torah is gewaltig, but you see Mechvayis, you know, you see him during davening, he's looking into a safe and he can't, if he's a Yechide Skula, a Yid, was a Mamish, a Torosai, a Nosai, and there's Yidin and Gemara, and the Helga Tanan, they were potter from Tefillah, because they used to cry, the Helga Chazanish used to cry, even if a state Nishatosus. So that tefillah was licked in the Torah there. Or a person, I'm more into the intellectual learning of Torah, not so much into this emotional. These people get emotionally wild by tefillah. This is chas v'shalom and achmamish amalek dik Torah. This is Roim. Say the fashteis that zay tif. He understand very tif. As mekenish vein into the rabban shalom viakind. This is yeh mikra yotze midei pshutay. You are yotze from your pshitas. And the Hilga Torah Shabbat says, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshutoi. Like you see a child learning, that's the Hilga's the learning. The Pshitas and the Pashtas. Hazayu the Chavetz Chaim is Ma'abah Sedra. That's the Mechias HaMalek. We don't want the Roim. We want to be Masik everything. However, we don't miss it. That's what Esther said. Esther said, Leich Knoisis Kol HaYehudim. The Yidin, the Kilo, the Yidin have to become children. And therefore, Shteit HaMedrash, the Gemara says it, who did Mordechai gather together? Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. Why Dafka Tanoika Shabbos Rabban? Because they're the Mechias HaMalek. Mordechai had verstanden the Chashivas of learning with Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. Like the Heiliger Reb Tzadik says, that Haman's Enikel became, Shmuel Hashiz became a Melamdei Tanoikas. That's Mechias HaMalek. That's Mechias HaMalek. Can I know a hope for a kind? That's why you see the tzaddik emes, they hear the child, tzaddik emes, they hear a child saying a posuk, they hear a child, they love children, tzaddik emes, they love children, they see a moedik, a gewaltig, a chashivas, in poshet, in the pshitas. People have the wrong idea of poshet. Poshet, it's poshet. That's not the idea of poshet. The idea of poshet is pshitas, like Maral calls the Torah, the Sechel, our poshet. Pshitas is the pshitas on kachochmas, with all the chochmas. Oh, but to remain the Pashtus HaLachach, to be able to learn the Torah and to learn all the Mefarshim, every Ramban and every Rabbeinu Bechaya and every Arizal, everything on the Torah, and then to be Mar Besedra with the Geshmak for Pashtus saying the words themselves. And the same thing is with Tefillah, the Mesikas, the Hilga Amshon of a Rebbe, the Mesikas that he has to say every word. It's a Pashtus HaLachach. It's a Pashtus HaLachach. Have you ever seen a man with Saltzach HaLachach Pashtus like the Amshon of a Rebbe? Pashtus. And he's in the highest Majega. That's Mechias HaMalek. Ein mikri yetzim de pshuta. Peldig is out. So maybe there's two derech limuds. There's a derech limud where you say the pshat and then say the. You understand pshat? Now let's create somewhere else. That's one. And there's another derech limud. Let me say in Rashi. Muzuk Rashi. You think you understand Rashi? Oh, and then you go into a whole zach, and then afterwards you come back to the Rashi. Yet zayt mevitif the Rashi is. That's a mahalach. That's a purim dika mahalach. You go back and you see how tief pasha pshat is. That can only be by somebody whose Torah is tefillah and tefillah is Torah. Somebody who was vain to the Rebbein Shalom kebena mischata lifnei oviv. That's why Torah and tefillah have to come together. Leich knoises, take all the yidin to the base of Knesses. Go to the kids, go to the Tanoikash of base Rabban. So it's oislein abisle pshitas. Till now that experience just gaiva. Haman is gaiva. Achashverish is gaiva. Gaiva. Horti. Gaiva. 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 And now Klal Yisrael have to settle down with tefillah, with kibena mischata, to be like children, to cry to their Rebbein Shalom. That's the sod on Purim, Atoyseif, Esther. Atadabe lifnei amelech, batev, batashanin loy. Esther was the malka. Esther had all the ashiras. Esther was the knack. From all the women, Esther's the knack. But Esther feels like a toisef. Esther, but a dabe, but teif, but a schanin loy. Ah, tefillah fin afroy, a posh de tefillah. Women daven, afroy is davening by the zivetzach. She cries by the neiris. It's a posh de tefillah. Posh de tefillah. Halavai, we should be zoche to their tefillahs by the hadlokas and neiris. That's what the Rebbein Shalom wants. Rebbein Shalom wants these posh de tefillahs, and that's Purim. Shiva Tev Gifnei HaMelech Melech Melech HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batev Batiskanen Noin Keili Keili Loma Zavtoni Skashrus Rebbein Shalom wants a Skashrus Posh the Tefillah. That's Purim. The Posh the Tefillah. Rebbein Shalom wants us to be like children. The Kruvim or Kindelach. Kruvim or Kindelach. That's the whole Sada of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kruvim or the Kindelach. Pachadik. And if you see by the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, they went to the children and they said, Psoikli Psukecha. And the children were the ones who bought all the Oivim, all the Sainim to Beis HaMikdash to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Because Klal Yisrael were Poigim, says, Elo Shabbatlu, Shabbatlu Tanoika Shabbos Rabbam, Lechavri Yerushalayim, Elo Shabbatlu Ben Mitanoika Shabbos Rabbam. We forget the Pashtus of Yiddishkeit. Forget the Chavivus that we have to have to give a half a shekel to Tzedakah. Chavivus we have to have for the slightest mitzvah. Die haltach hazay grace that this is a mitzvah chamur and this is a mitzvah kala. Haltach nisht hazay grace. The person mustn't be mezalzel in any of the slightest things. Forget. I chazal zugen b'chochmas atoyer take emes. That this is a mitzvah kala, this is a mitzvah chamur. Ivus is. It's the chafot ha-mitzvah. Darf man keinem sein mit Pshitis. And that's the greatest Mechias HaMalek. That's why we have to make Kabul and Purim, stuck with all the Hasogas, and Daf Sech Vein into the Rebbein Shalem. Rebbein Shalem, Chbina Yerkind, I'm your child, Rebbein Shalem. All your children. And that's the Smichas of the Nisim of Adar. And Yabai Yer, because Adar, the Ike is to be a Nar. And who is called a Nar? Yosef HaTzadik. Who Nar? Chodesh Adar is who's Chodesh? Yosef HaTzadik. Chodesh v'Yidna Anar. Yidna Anar, that's the Hechsta Madrega. And that leads the Nisim of Purim to the Nisim of Pesach. Rashi says, L'hasmich the Nes of Purim to the Nes of Pesach. The Nes of Pesach is all about the Yiddish Kinder. The Rebbein Shalom tells us in Mitzrayim, Ha, B'ni, B'choyer Yisrael, this meine Kinder. The whole Nisim that we know, that who said, Zekeidim Aveo, all the little babies. Who took care of the babies of Mitzrayim? The Tinoikas B'nei Yoiman, who took care of them? Rebbein Shalom. Shifra and Pua, Zeichet to the biggest schar, Bate Kuhuna, Bate Levi, Bate Malchus. Why? Because they made to the babies. Shifra, Shish, Meshaferes, Esaflad, and Pua, they clean the babies, miss the babies, the Yiddish babies. Ah, a Yiddish kind. What was the Rebbein Shalom doing? All the babies saw the Rebbein Shalom. They're the ones who said Zekirim Aveir later on. Because the Rebbein Shalom took care of the babies. Because the Rebbein Shalom says, Alle Yidin are my baby. We're all the Rebbein Shalom's kinderlich. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Yichbenayra Tata, and Tata Beitman. We don't show chachmas to a father. Father, we to bring out a hardziger feeling to our parents. Our hardziger feeling to our parents. That's the atzmius. That's the mitzvah of atzmius. We're all kinderlich. Keili, keili, lama zavtoni. Lama zach davin and erlich at tfilis. Kilo, not babyish tfilis. Fakir, yo. Kaben ha-mischate la'oviv. Kaben ha-mischate la'oviv. Let's learn Torah like that. Tashuvenu avinu nasar esecha. We're learning Torah that Rebbein Shalem is our father. We're learning the Heilige Torah, and we have to have a tainuk poshut from the words of the Torah themselves. About it's important for Yid to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Yid must never stop. But don't leave the tamimus. That's the machias amalek. We all have to work. Everybody has to work in it. I'm all here. Poshut pshat bot. If it sounds like an emistic event, it's a person that has to refrain with every dvatoyra, It's a chain. You want to know who do we want to hear from? We want to hear from somebody who's got pshitas, somebody who's convenient to Rebbein Shlomo. I always tell Talmidim, you know, when you go back to America, you want to know which shit, whatever, which tzitzik leben, don't go to his shir. Koinon kol see how he davens. Koinon kol see how he davens. If you see how he davens, then you can go to his shir. Check out his davening. It can be intellectual, it can be dus, it can be stimulating. This is an issue with the Rebbein Shlomoville. That's roim, very high. Okay, could be a davening. And then, obviously, kenish game kashir, but is a davening. And you like his shir. So then you know that Torah and Tefillah go together. So he's giving you pshita stick of Torah, however deep it is. It's the Torah that the Rebbein Shlomo learns. It's the cheder dik Torah. It's the tanokah shel beis rabban dik Torah. And that's the highest madrigal. That's the Yisod. Chris Yamsuf, he was like, "Moi de kamadregus, moi de kamadregus, Ross a shifcha layom, Ashlei roi cheskel ben buzi, moi de kamadregus." And then Parshas Yisroel, we're going to be zoyche to Mamad Hasinai, hechta madregus. In the middle came along a Malik. Now Malik's clipper is, you know, you're so high, forget about it, Kima Mitzvahs, you know, like, forget about Kima Mitzvahs, he was pushing us, I saw you're very high, you're roim, you're very high, b'shoich, you're very, very high. He tries to make us, he inflicts us with his clipper, of to make us feeling very high, and then we're not interested. You get people so high, buy some mitzvahs, stock up, smiling to somebody, clean our voiders, this is finished. That's the clip of Amalek. That's what we have to work on Amalek. And if after Yisrael, Hechste Madrega, the end of Parshas Yisrael is Mizbeach Adoma, you're still on the ground. That's why we discussed once. As much as a korban is a bechino of ispashtus, kilu hiskarvus to Rebbein Shleim. Rebbein Shleim wants us to have a fiery hiskarvus to him. Rebbein Shleim doesn't want us to forget the pshitas. Doesn't want us to forget we're on the ground. Haman is hanging; his feet are off the ground. Our feet is on the ground.